are listening to the WGXC Acra 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
World-renowned composer, improviser, bassist Luke Stort comes to Ulster County Sunday, August 21st to perform at Opus 40 in Saugerties from 5 to 7 p.m. Luke Stort is known for his work as leader of the Exposure Quintet. He's also played with Irreversible Entanglements and others, and is generally regarded as one of the best jazz bass players going today. Turn out Sunday, August 21st to Opus 40 in Saugerties from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Luke Stort perform. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, where you can list your own events by clicking on the Add an Event button.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jedi Grandmaster Yoda of Boone, North Carolina. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support. Amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support. Amount of your choosing.
Beautiful track. I spent about a month or so earlier this year wandering the streets of a small town in England where I was living for a little while, and this song really haunted me. It reminded me of that classic track by Ernst Dutzend Neubauten called Bloom with the late Anita Lane, if I'm not mistaken. The song was called Dust, simply called Dust, and the artist is You'll Never Get to Heaven from the album Wave Your Moonlight Hat for the Snowfall Train. And you may know the name of the band, You'll Never Get to Heaven, as a song by Burt Bacharach, with Hal David supplying lyrics. Can't tell you much more about the band, but really, really love that piece. You're listening to WGXC, Accra 90.7 FM, or you might be listening online wherever it is you happen to be. If you're local here in NY, we're not past after 2 p.m., or perhaps you're listening in England, Australia, any number of countries that I'm quite familiar with. My name is Julian Day, and I'm here this week at Wave Farm as an artist in residence. And over the next 55 minutes or so, some beautiful ambient music that I've found on my recent journeys. relatively recent music out of Stuttgart in Germany. The artist is Günter Schlienz, and he specializes in homemade electronics, synthesizers, and these very hypnotic, almost woozy-like tracks. And this really struck my attention. It's from a couple of years back now. It's from an album called Orphée au Enfer, and that is Handel and Gluck. Cute little tail end there. You're listening to WGXC. My name is Julian Day, and I'm one of two artists in residence this week at the Nerve Centre of the radio station, WGXC Accra, and that is Wave Farm. If you haven't yet experienced the gorgeous countryside here in Accra, New York, or indeed dropped by Wave Farm by simply signing up to a public booking, you really are in for a treat. It's a stunning landscape, deer, trees, and quite a few radio and sound art installations about the grounds. My colleague Kamari Carter has joined me this week, and you'll hear him on the radio tomorrow night from 8, and you'll hear both of us this Saturday afternoon from 4 p.m. And right now we're going to continue with more from Germany. This is an artist that I know from Australia, actually. He's a Malaysian-born composer and performer called Rishan Singh, and he's been living in Berlin for a little while. This is music from a group that he has formed called Lieder, otherwise meaning song, and this is called A Fog Like Liars Loving.
Now
call themselves Slow Reels, which I think is a rather fitting name for this music, featuring reel-to-reel tape machines and vintage synthesizers, beautifully melodic and soundscapey all at once. And I thought the perfect kind of mood for this time of the day. I've called this hour Reaching Zero, and I like to think of it as the kind of dreamy space that you go into post-lunch. I don't know if you're anything like me, but after a big nosh-up lunch, I tend to fall into a bit of a food coma, and I like to crawl under the nearest desk wherever I can. And this is the kind of music that I think would accompany me on a post-lunch sleep. And it is here on WGXC, Accra, in New York. I'm Julian Day.
Thank you.
hoping that this bubbly, somewhat joyous, lo-fi, experimental electronic music is treating you well on this Wednesday afternoon. In a program I'm calling Reaching Zero, some ambient relaxation music in a way, hopefully with a bit of intellectual twist, here on your Wednesday afternoon on WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. I'm tending to play you artists that I've come across in the last few years in this post-COVID landscape, not quite post, but hopefully late stages of COVID era on the planet. I've been finally getting out and about again from my base of New York City, and I'm playing you music by artists who I've caught live in concert or I've met up with in different parts of the globe. I was in England a bit earlier this year and got to see this artist live. His name is Christopher Brett Bailey. Grew up partly here in New York State. He's from Canada originally and now lives in London, where he's a theatre maker and experimental musician. He's quite a wordsmith, so I thought I would describe how he sees this music. He says, "These cosmic soothing sounds transport you to other planets, where light jazz mingles with early electronic music. The perfect soundtrack for meditating on your place in the cosmos, contemplating the life cycle of the human alien from birth to death to rebirth, or at the very least, it's decent music to listen to while reading Philip K. Dick or Ursula Le Guin in the bath. And if you're reading either of those writers right now, all best to you." A little round out of some of the other artists that you've heard from so far in this hour. Before this track by Christopher Brett Bailey, you heard a short piece from a new record by Megan Alice Clune, otherwise known as Meg. She's an Australian artist based in Sydney. She last came this way, as far as I recall, for the Performer Festival in New York City. She's quite the multiplicitous musician and entrepreneur. She once formed her own quite exhaustive zine, actually, on new music culture called Worlds Only, and for a little while was commanding the Alaska Orchestra in Sydney, which is a kind of band of improvisers and electronic musicians of various stripes. And I do remember 4 years ago now at the Sydney Opera House dozing off to an Alaska Orchestra performance, and I think it was warranted. They were interpreting the beautiful and famous Brian Eno record Ambient One, Music for Airports. So I hope I'm not putting any noses out of joint by saying that I happily started drifting off halfway through that very, very relaxing music. And before that on WGXC, you heard music by a group called Lieder or Lieder. They are German, but they're led by another Aussie, or at least Australian-born. His name is Rishan Singh, born in Malaysia. He is currently based in Berlin, and that's from a record that they call A Fog Like Liars Loving. The track was Slinker, and just after that you heard the music of Slow Reels. But just speaking of Rishan Singh, if you're interested in experimental, adventurous, but very quiet and reflective music, then keep that name close to your mind, Rishan Singh. He's been nominated in one of Australia's biggest art music awards, and we'll find out in a couple of weeks whether he has won that nomination. And if I happen to join you again on the radio, I'll certainly keep you updated. mention that I'm playing you in this hour artists I've managed to catch in the last few years who happen to create beautiful, dreamy music. And the next artist that I'll play you is from the west coast of the USA here. Her name is Sarah DeVarchi. This is a record called Cantus Descent, or Cantus Descant, which, as you may know if you're in the organ trade, describes certain pipe organs and other wind instruments. It's called Play the Ghost, and she's well known for playing music on the organ, also on the piano. I caught her in Bristol in UK earlier this year, but also featuring vocals here and now, and this was just such a haunting melodic track that I had to bring it to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was a really lovely track. The record is by Jane Bruckner. Somewhat classical name there. The title of the track was Reaching Zero, which has also been the name of this hour of music, dreamy early afternoon music, on WGXC 90.7 FM or online at wavefarm.org. And Jane Bruckner is a Nova Scotia-based artist, and the record is called Agnes, and it's a tribute to that extraordinary abstract painter, Agnes Martin, with very, very finely etched grid-like paintings. You can see them in many of the major museums here in the States. Before that, you heard another track, and it's by the Los Angeles-based keyboardist Sarah DeVarchi. From the record Cantus Descant, you heard Play the Ghost. That record, actually a couple of years old now, each year a new album drops from Sarah DeVarchi, and she has a new one next month. It's called Two Sisters, and I do believe she's making her way to New York in October for dates as part of what basically feels like an endless touring cycle for this artist. I caught her at Bristol New Music in Somerset, UK, earlier this year, and if you have a chance to hear her live, very much worth the effort. The artist behind this music has called this Would You Know If You Were Dreaming Right Now? A nicely provocative thought as you listen to these ambient sounds this afternoon on WGXC Accra 90.7 FM or online. And we're nearing the end of this hour with me, Reaching Zero. Julian Day is my name, and I'm an artist in residence at Wave Farm this week, the stunning transmission, arts and media broadcast organization in Accra, New York, and I'm here with my co-artist and collaborator Kamari Carter. You'll be able to hear Kamari tomorrow night from 8 o'clock on the radio. He has a show called Grave or Grave, Grave, and we're joining forces this Saturday with Tom Rowe from 4 till 6 as we'll present the results of our work this week on site. It's a program called Can and String, and in comparison to the very ambient tunes and sounds that you've been hearing this hour, it's a little more taut and critical. We're both working as artists and scholars, and we've got some hopefully very interesting things to reveal on Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. Coming up very soon, Radio Survivor, to take you there a little more from this artist. Alexandre Sentio is his name. Would you know if you were dreaming right now?